quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Today is a fairly straightforward episode, I would say. Not a lot of theory, not a lot of thinking. It's a brain empty kind of episode. I think it is well deserved after things that I've talked about last week. And actually this week I'm going to do something maybe that I feel like I just don't normally do on the show, honestly. I feel like one of the sub-themes, I guess, of Typically Tuesdays is oftentimes like me being a hater. Like there's a lot of stuff that I talk about in the show and I'm just like, I don't like this. Today is very much not that way. I mean, honestly, even when I think about it, like, even when I'm thinking about, like, stuff that I have maybe talked about on the program that I've liked, a lot of the times I'm not like, I think it's great, you should watch it. A lot of the times I'm complaining. Yeah, today's episode is not that way. I want to talk about Drag Race Philippines, actually. If you're unfamiliar, you know what RuPaul's Drag Race is, right? It's like that game show. I guess it's not a game show. It's that reality competition series hosted by RuPaul about drag queens. And it has gone on for a very long time. And in the past, I guess, less than 10 years, maybe less than 10 years, the franchise has expanded beyond the United States, and there are shows following the same format in Thailand, UK, in Canada even. It's gone all over the place. One of the most recent franchises that has started up is Drag Race Philippines, focusing on drag queens from the Philippines. And it shall hear my praises today. And I feel like mainly for this episode, I'm actually trying to convince you to watch Drag Race Philippines. It's a very lighthearted show today. Again, brain is full of nothing. Sometimes the brain deserves to be full of nothing, considering all the things that are happening. There's enough happening outside of the house, as in the skull, you know? Let's focus on bringing silence in the house, calm inside the skull. Anyways, look forward to that. On the playlist, a completely, totally opposite vibe of anything related to Drag Race, really. How do I explain this playlist? It's like instrumental music. No, that's weird. I don't know how to explain this. Nobody's singing, really. It's like calm, you know, piano-y, some violin, you got some harps in there, and it's just melodic, turn off your brain music. We're going to start off with the first track today by a musician named Kamide. And I was put onto this artist by somebody on a Discord that I follow. And I decided to listen to Kamide's most recent album called Echoes of a Little Natural Journey. And this artist is very interesting. I believe they're from Buenos Aires, and they are also like a natural sciences student who used to be like a full-time musician. But they like to make music and illustration all about the natural world. This album, their most recent, again called Echoes of a Little Natural Journey, follow kind of like the tiny critters in the forest and the paths that they take. It's a really wonderful album. I highly encourage you to check it out. But this is the first track off of that record. It's called Ant, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Bird Note. Northern mockingbirds, the continent's most proficient copycats, can learn to mimic the sounds of just about any other bird within earshot. But they mimic to show off, not to deceive. Males with the greatest repertoire are the first to attract mates. That's the payoff. If a mockingbird imitates a cardinal song, it's unlikely any cardinals are fooled in the process. No harm, no foul, no deceit intended. But a tiny songbird in South America called the thick-billed euphonia does employ what scientists call deceitful mimicry, a very rare trait among birds. When frightened by a predator near its nest, a thick-billed euphonia imitates the alarm calls of other birds nesting nearby. This stirs them into action, and they rush in to harass the predator, maybe chasing it off while leaving their own nests in peril. The euphonia, meanwhile, sits tight, maybe shouting out a few more bogus alarms while others do the dirty work. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. You just heard Oliver Schroer with Green Rose the Rushes. Before that, you heard Louis Zong with Moonbird. And of course, it's got to be a bird here on Typically Tuesdays, right? I'm so excited to talk to you about RuPaul's Drag Race. No, not even RuPaul's Drag Race, technically. RuPaul isn't even in the show, really. I'm excited to talk to you about Drag Race Philippines. I love Drag Race Philippines. I love it. I love it so much. It is really, really good. And let me explain a little bit, okay? If you're a longtime listener of the show, you might have an inkling, or you might remember that I used to watch like every season of Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race, the original American television show. And over the past 3 or 4 years, I've actually lost quite a bit of interest in watching that particular franchise. I kind of sometimes will follow the recap shows, but it really depends on the season. And I think the reason why I kind of lost interest in it was because each season there are, yeah, definitely like one or two contestants who perform really, really well, who I see they could win and do something exciting out in the world with their artistry. But for the most part, I felt that the writing on the show really began to lack, and the how do I explain? There was just something missing from the contestants, and I think from RuPaul himself, in the past handful of years, that made me feel like, oh, you know, the spark is gone. Maybe it has something. Maybe it's kind of like if you're in like a long-term relationship and you haven't really done anything exciting in a long time, and so you feel like, yeah, you still really respect and appreciate the person you're with, but maybe you're no longer like passionate about that relationship anymore. And I guess I can actually say that probably my relationship with RuPaul's Drag Race is one of the longest relationships I've ever held. So actually not a bad analogy. Anyways, but that being said, a few years ago I was mooching off of my friend who had like a subscription to some like streaming platform, and that year they had started to broadcast Drag Race Philippines, and was the very first season. I was kind of interested in watching it. I had seen several of the other shows of the franchise, Drag Race Canada, Drag Race UK, Down Under, and so on and so forth. And they were fine, they were okay, but, you know, it was exciting kind of to see. I wanted to see Asian people do drag. I think that's what it was. I was like, what's happening here, you know? How do they do drag in Asia? And I watched it, and it was amazing. After that season, that kind of like excitement that I used to have keeping up with Drag Race came back, because this feels really horrible to say out loud, because it sounds kind of insulting to the contestants of other franchises, but there is this impeccable quality in Filipino drag that, based on what I've seen on Drag Race Philippines, it is just like, it is top shelf. my friend. It is done with so much thought and so much passion. There is so much attention to detail in the work of these contestants that sometimes you must wonder, what the hell happened over in the States? What the hell happened over, really, in a lot of the other places? Because, I mean, I'm not even sure. I don't know anything about television production. But it seemed like there was just so much love that was put into making the show.